Doug Lamborn to you. So let's welcome Jeff Anderson here to the stage.
Thanks.
Well, Andrew, we've appreciated a growing friendship and relationship in the last several years, but I have to tell you, tonight, when you talk about killing someone with your bare hands, our friendship has gone to a whole new level, my friend. Bless you. Thank you. Well, tonight is my honor to introduce my boss, Congressman Doug Lamborn. He's been serving the 5th Congressional District in the House of Representatives for 8 terms. That's now his 14th, entering his 15th year serving in Congress. Tonight, he's going to be addressing you by way of video. This was a video that actually was recorded a week ago. And tonight, I want to brag on some things that have happened just in the past week. As I already mentioned, just yesterday, the congressman refuted the egregious speech by the President of the United States that advocated mandating the COVID vaccine. Listen, this is a violation of the U.S. Constitution that gives us a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The pursuit of happiness includes the right to work. And so we need to stand against such type of controlling mandates. But in addition to that, Congressman Lamborn is not just someone who gets on the news and shouts and screams. He doesn't just send out tweets. Instead, he's someone who he puts his work into what he is advocating. Just last week, we have the National Defense Authorization Act. That is the budget for our U.S. military. And within all of the opportunity for him to stand for us and to fight for our freedoms, most notably, he presented an amendment that would protect our military personnel from being forced to take that mandate and trying to protect their religious exemption or their medical exemption. So the congressman is fighting for our military personnel. In addition to that, he fought to provide accountability for the awful things that happened in Afghanistan. Folks, that was treason. Beyond fighting for accountability for Afghanistan, the congressman fought to defend our U.S. military academies by protecting what we call the Board of Visitors, to have some sort of outside accountability. Those Board of Visitors need to be upheld, and the congressman fought to have that as part of the National Defense Authorization Act. And finally, the congressman supported the amendment by which they would protect our personnel from the critical race theory. It's indoctrination that's being enforced upon our people. So the congressman has put his work into where his message is. And tonight I am pleased to introduce to you my boss, Congressman U.S. Congressman Doug Lamborn.
Hi, everyone. I am Congressman Doug Lamborn, and I represent the 5th Congressional District of Colorado. It is my great honor to join you virtually today. Before we get started, I want to thank Andrew Womack, Richard Harris, and the entire team for hosting the Truth and Liberty Coalition. This event helps Christians engage in the public arena, including school boards, local and national government. It is vital for the church to be the salt of the earth and have the God-intended righteous influence on our culture and community. We are witnessing a horrific humanitarian and national security crisis in Afghanistan. It was a disaster that never should have happened. Why would we withdraw our military before the successful and complete withdrawal of all American citizens? The mission cannot be over until every American and our Afghan allies are safely out of the country. Not only has Joe Biden failed in this mission, he has been wrong on every major foreign policy decision throughout his career. What we are seeing in Afghanistan tops the list of these catastrophes. I believe this is the worst foreign policy failure in a generation, and even worse than the fall of Saigon. On the anniversary of the tragic events that occurred on September 11th, 20 years ago, I am concerned that Afghanistan will once again be used as a terrorist safe haven. This is the same country that housed and trained the monstrous Al-Qaeda terrorists who attacked us. In fact, we even see videos now of thousands of radical Islamist prisoners freed from Bagram to join the fight against the United States. We have already seen ISIS-K terrorists successfully execute an attack on American troops, resulting in the first combat deaths in Afghanistan since February of 2020. The deaths of those 13 service members was avoidable, and I grieve for the families of these fallen heroes. As you know, Al-Qaeda has historically used Afghanistan for training and recruiting, and many individuals of the Taliban are entangled deeply within the ranks of Al-Qaeda. A top national security advisor in the previous administration, H.R. McMaster, has publicly stated that there is no distinction, quote, between Taliban and other jihadist groups, especially Al-Qaeda, unquote. Under President Obama, we saw this exact same situation play out in Iraq. The Obama-Biden decision to hastily withdraw from Iraq led to the rise of ISIS. Despite the many failures of this administration, my office has been working around the clock to evacuate as many Americans and special immigrant visas, SIVs, which are used for interpreters, translators, and others who helped the American war effort as possible. Currently, we have assisted over 650 individuals in Afghanistan. This important work has been amplified by nonprofits and groups around the globe. There are a multitude of organizations, both here in Colorado and across the country, that are helping to get Americans, SIV translators, and persecuted Christians out of the country. Morningstar Development is a constituent NGO that has blessed Afghan people for an entire generation, but that is just one of the local ministries that has ministered in Afghanistan. The Navigators, All Things Possible, Frontier Partners, Indigenous Ministries, and many others have all worked tirelessly in the region. Nationally, I am especially grateful for the work of Glenn Beck and the Nazarene Fund. The Nazarene Fund focuses on liberating the captive, freeing the enslaved, and rescuing and rebuilding the lives of Christians and others persecuted for their religious beliefs. Glenn has been in the Middle East assisting with evacuation flights and working to get Christians out of Afghanistan. These efforts are crucial because if they are left behind, they will certainly be persecuted by the fundamentalist Taliban regime, whose Sharia law prohibits women from leaving their homes without a male companion and does not even allow them to hold a job. So far, Glenn has rescued over 5,000 Christians. One thing we must not forget in this tragedy is our nation's veterans and active duty servicemen. Something that many might be wondering is, what is it all for? What was it all for? Let me reassure you that your efforts and service to this country was not wasted or in vain. The fall of Afghanistan is a tragedy which falls squarely on the shoulders of the Biden administration, not yours. Our veterans and service members did everything asked of them. My office is committed to ensuring that veterans and service members have access to the quality care and help they need. As Christians, we are called to faithfully serve and help others. And even if Joe Biden has given up, we cannot. May God bless our American soldiers who continually put themselves in harm's way to protect America's interests, both home and abroad. I hope you will also join me in praying for the women, children, and people in Afghanistan who remain under the oppressive thumb of the Taliban. Lastly, please join me in praying for America as we face multiple crises. Pray for the victims of Hurricane Ida, and pray for strength and wisdom for our leaders. No matter how disappointed we may be with the radical left's awful policies, we can assure Christians and friends, as well as reassure ourselves, with the promise of Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. He himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?